It's a Friday morning. It's my last show, actually, because Michelle is back on Monday. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, we've got two guests in the studio having a chat about Ukraine, and it's Yulia and Wendy. We'll talk to Yulia first. I got to know you, how many months? It was shortly after the invasion, wasn't it? Was it back in March?
Yes, probably back in March.
Yeah,
yes.
And you were extremely busy at that time, I remember, weren't you? Organizing trucks and things.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Do you remember, this is not a question on your list, actually. Do you remember when the first truck departed from
Brentwood? Do remember. It was the 16th of March, but prior to that, we have managed to send some small alerts by small events.
Okay. Now, it's kind of, sadly, as regards your country, it's gone slightly off the ball, hasn't it, at the moment? Well, particularly, of course, with Her Majesty having passed away. That's really taken over, and quite understandably, really.
Of course.
The problems continue in Ukraine. Now, are you still collecting? Because you were one of the main collection points in Brentwood, weren't you? Are you still doing it?
Yes, we are still collecting. And I work in collaboration with Dmitro from Woodland Coffee Shop. And I co-own Schmidt Kitchens, a furniture shop on 71 High Street, Brentwood. So these are the main collection points in Brentwood. And we continue to collect items such as medical supplies. These are the most needed items, filled first aid kits, emergency bandages, chest seals, antiseptics, wood dressings, application tourniquets, elastic bandages. These are all very much needed, but also food supplies as well.
What sort of food supplies? Canned food mainly, is it?
Yes.
Obviously stuff that's not going to go off, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, that's right, yes.
So we're talking mainly about canned food, yeah?
Tinned food, tinned fish, tinned meat, rice, pasta, cornmeal, pulses, other long shelf food supplies, protein and energy bars, baby food.
Yeah, and you get these protein drinks as well, can't you?
Yes, yeah. yes.
So tell me, I mean, what happened? Can you trace if there's a truck leaving Brentwood? Do you know where it's going yourself? Do you have any idea where it's going to go?
Yes, of course. We work with a few humanitarian aid hubs in Ukraine, namely Kharkiv center, because Dmitro is from Kharkiv. Also, we work with a humanitarian hub in Dnipro, which helps people from Mariupol and other regions that are affected by war. And also, we work with Mykolaiv, which is in the south, not far from Kherson.
Okay. Do you have any idea when your next delivery is going to be leaving Brentwood? Or you're still collecting, obviously, at the moment?
Yes, we are still collecting. Unfortunately, now all the donations dropped, which is understandable. So it's hard to collect enough to be able to fill the lorry. And also the prices for the lorries went up dramatically. But we continue to collect and finding ways to send, if not by bigger lorry, then by small events.
Now, we should mention, of course, that we can hear from the accent that you're certainly not from the UK. You're from the Ukraine, aren't you?
Yes, I am Ukrainian.
Yeah, but you've been here a long time. Yeah.
I have lived in the UK for 22 years, so this is my home. But obviously, Ukraine will always be in my heart, and I have all my family members lived in Ukraine. Unfortunately, many of them had to leave the country since the war started, and I have some personal stories as well on what happened and how they had to leave, which is horrible. But the main focus now is on providing support to Ukraine, to Ukrainian people. And I'm very, very grateful to the people of the UK, to the UK government, to the people of Brentwood, Brentwood Council, to you, Keith, personally, for all the support that you have been providing to Ukraine and Ukrainian people.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have any relatives still remaining in Ukraine?
Yes. At the moment, my parents are still in Ukraine. My mom was here when the war started. It happened so that she came for a short visit back in January, and she was supposed to go back on the 1st of March. When the situation started escalating, she was begging me to send her home, but after speaking with my sister, we decided not to send her home. And then on 24th of February, everything changed. She stayed with me here in the UK, but I took her back to Ukraine in August. It was not an easy decision, and I'm still feeling
bad. We should mention your father didn't leave Ukraine.
No, my father refused to leave. He refused to leave our home, and yes.
Well, we'll pray for them and hope that they remain safe. And you actually went back to Ukraine yourself then to take your mother, yeah?
That's right.
Was that a difficult journey?
I couldn't let her go on her own.
Was it a difficult journey?
No, actually, it wasn't a difficult journey. We went via Moldova, so we flew to Chisinau. And at the moment, my parents live in the southwest of Ukraine. And this is Vinnytsia region that borders with Moldova. So we flew to Chisinau, and then one of our friends in Moldova took us to the border. And then a relative from Ukraine came to pick us up at the border.
Okay, Yulia, thanks for that chat. And as mentioned, we've got two guests, actually. Wendy is our second guest. We'll be talking. You can relax for a few minutes. We'll have a piece of music. Wendy is actually a host, an Essex host. Be very interesting to hear her story. And that's coming up after this song. There's Cyndi Lauper and Time After Time. Talking about time, it's 10:15 on this Friday morning. Chatting about Ukraine. Just been talking to Yulia, or Julia. Some people call you Yulia, some people call you Yulia. About her personal involvement. And also in the studio, we've got Wendy. And Wendy is a host.
Yes.
So now, I must ask you, what inspired you to become a host for a Ukrainian family?
I think, like everyone else in the UK, we were sort of transfixed to what was happening in Ukraine at the beginning and obviously moved and saddened by everything. And from my own personal view, I wanted to do something, but initially I just didn't know what was possible for me to do. It wasn't possible for me, because of my situation, to go and help anywhere. I worked, I've got family. And then when the government announced the Homes for Ukraine, I can do that. You know, it was something that I knew that I could do. It, you know, my situation allowed me to do it. So I signed up straight away when I think 200,000 other people did the same.
So tell us a bit about the details. Obviously, you need to have accommodation in your home or a second home or something. Is it laid down in black and white how much space the family has to have and this sort of thing? What amenities they have to have?
When I signed up, there was very little information at all. I knew that I had two spare rooms that I could accommodate. So I knew that there shouldn't be any reason why I wouldn't be able to do this. But certainly I know other people, you know, we didn't have any information at the beginning. I think it was just finding out about it as you went along.
Right.
I was one of the earlier ones. So I think my guests arrived sort of end of April.
Because you've got two.
I've got two.
Yeah, two separate guests, haven't you?
Yes, it's a mum and daughter. So I have Alina, who is the mum. She's sort of late 50s. And then her daughter, who's 33. And when she arrived, she was actually 7 months pregnant. And we now have baby Mia. So baby Mia is 2 months old. And so it's a lovely situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must give you a real buzz, you know.
It does. It does, yeah. It's, you know, they're lovely, wonderful people. And I'm so happy and privileged to have them living with me.
I need to ask you about potential hiccups that can get in the way in the process of bringing somebody over from the Ukraine. Yep. And what do you have to do, first of all? You apply to the government, do you?
My initial thing was to find you know, be joined with somebody to host, or to bring over. I then had to apply for the visas.
I had to apply for the visas.
And at the time when I applied, I think the process was very, very long-winded and quite difficult. I think that has now been streamlined. And when I applied, it took a month for the visa to be approved. And that was with, thankfully, the support of the local MP, who I believe sort of helped to push it along because of Katia's situation, where she was 7 months pregnant. I believe the visas coming through now were very, very quick. And I've heard on sort of various Facebook sites that they're coming through some within a couple of days. So it stops them having to stay in another country, Poland, in limbo, Poland, whilst they're waiting for the visas.
Okay. What about the financial side? Obviously, that's going to be the biggest worry, I'm sure, for any person who's thinking about being a host. How is it going to affect me financially?
Well, we get the £350 payment from the government, which is a thank you payment. So it isn't necessarily to cover anything in particular. In my situation, Kate and Alina are living with me and I'm happy with that situation. I think you have to do it because you want to do it, not for the money.
But they do get support, financial support.
They do, they do. They get universal credit. But Alina, the mother, who the older mother, she's currently working, so obviously, you know, that the universal credit gets reduced or removed depending on how much she's able to earn.
So she gets universal credit in the same way that a UK resident
would
get universal credit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about their idea of the Ukrainian community in Essex? I mean, are there places where they can get together with other Ukrainians, or is that a bit of a problem?
No, that I think there's quite a good, Ukrainian population, Yulia could step in. Certainly, yes. Brentwood is fantastic.
Yes, so we have gatherings once a week at Woodland Coffee Shop on Onga Road,
That's in Brentwood, isn't it?
Yes, they happen on Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Also, as many ladies arriving here know about me, they pop into the shop sometimes if they need any help or just for a chat, which is on 71 High Street.
Just to recap again, that's the collection point also for any goods that need to go out.
Schmidt Brentwood. Yes. And also recently at the end of August, we organized a big event with support from Brentwood Council and Rotary Club and St. Peter's Church. We had five tents at Hutt and Recreational Grounds. The event was organized by me.
I was there.
So it was a great opportunity to share a little bit of our culture, to show thank you to people of Brentwood, and also to gather together all Ukrainians who all came and helped and took part and were so happy to participate.
Okay, let's go back to Wendy again. Essex is United for Ukraine. That's the website.
Facebook site.
Is that the best place for people to go to if they want some advice on?
Certainly, from my point of view, that's where I found out a lot of information. I wasn't sure what I would need to organise, what I would need to sort out. You know, phone sims, doctors, dentists, bank accounts, and that's where I got a lot of my information from at the beginning. But I know that, you know, the information from the government is much more available now. Brentwood Council were fantastic. They've been very, very supportive, very informative. And I think that has improved as well as time has gone on. But initially, I went to that Facebook group to find out what I needed to find out.
There's another lady.
Just to add, there have been monthly meetings at Brentwood Cathedral, and Brentwood Cathedral does a lot to help sponsors and to help Ukrainian people here. They try to provide information on the scheme, on what needs to be done. So if you're seeking help, then you can go to Brentwood Cathedral and I'm sure they will be able to help you.
Okay. Back to Wendy again. You've got three people now in your house, haven't you? Kind of two mini, one family.
Two and a half.
Two and a half. Do they, are they looking forward to going back to Ukraine at some point, or are they happy to stay in the UK?
Absolutely looking forward to going back. And I think that's, I think that's the desire of everybody that's come over. You know, their home is Ukraine and, you know, they're passionate about their country and they want to go home. They want peace and they want to return.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that's going to happen in the not-too-distant future. Wendy and Yulia, thank you ever so much for coming in to see me today to talk about what's happening. Mainly, obviously, we don't know too much about what's happening in Ukraine itself. I think the press are not allowed to go to the front line, are they? So we're kept in the dark to an extent. But at least we can update people on what's happening in Essex. Don't forget that Facebook page, Essex is United for Ukraine. Yeah. And don't forget that Yulia and Dmytro are still collecting for the Ukraine. Is there a list anywhere that people can access? I mean, you've run through it briefly, didn't you? But is there a list?
That's right. There is a list on our Schmidt Brentwood Facebook page.
Okay.
Yes, also there are lists on our shop window and on Dmytro's shop window. Back in March, a lot of businesses on the high street agreed to display our posters as well with items that are needed. Some of them still have these posters, some of them removed, but right. You can find information.
Okay, well, thank you both very much for coming in
to see me today.
Thank you. And fingers crossed that this horrible business in the Ukraine does get sorted in the not-too-distant future.